Today, I want to give credit where credit is due. Coming to terms on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting partner Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York, welcoming you to yet another episode of the podcast for actors from a casting director. It's really great that you're here today. I'm really looking forward to sharing. I know it might seem a little bit tedious at first, but I want to define all of those people on the film or television set just so that you have a more comfortable experience when you see all of these people showing up on a set. Perhaps it would be helpful if you knew what their job was and what they actually did. So we're going to dive into the terminology of on-set personnel here on today's episode. First, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say, wow, thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. Listen, if you have a question, a problem, a concern as it relates to being an actor in the profession, I am the guy who can actually help you. All you need to do is go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com, castingactorscast.com, and there you're going to find all kinds of information, not only about the podcast, but you'll also find a form that says dive into the talent pool. It's right there where you can write to me, ask me some questions, and I might put your question on a future episode. Also, just out of the kindness of my heart, I am giving you an opportunity to get a free book on doing voiceover work when you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool. It's a 100-page PDF on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. Also, there's a free 20-minute video, Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You. But guess what? I'm going to tell you in this free 20-minute video, so you might want to check those out as well. And finally, there is an email address if you want to just go to the email. You don't want to bother with the website or the freebies, although, you know, freebies. Anyway, the email address is castingactorscast@gmail.com. I've been doing these podcasts for about, gosh, I think we're almost up to 4 years now. And I am so grateful that you're there. And I just also want to give my quick shout out to my dear good friends at actorsconnection.com, actorsconnection.com/New York, both in-person and online classes with casting directors, agents, managers, professionals in the industry, providing you up-to-date information about what's happening as far as the acting world is concerned, as far as being a professional. So I invite you to check them out. All right, let's jump into the subject at hand. So what I've done is I put together this whole big monster list of all of those people that you often will meet or see when you book a job, whether it's television or whether it's a film, even a small budgeted film or one of those big monster budgeted films. It's always a good idea to kind of get a sense of who is doing what and what their job responsibilities are. Now, this is not like learning vocabulary. This is really just a way to sort of identify some of the players that you might come across. And I also want to put this out there. I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence about this. I mean, I'm going to tell you what a director is and just maybe spend a sentence or two on that, but you know what a director is and what a director does. So I don't want to, you know, be that kind of elementary about some of these things, but I have to say, I was really, really pleased when I put this information together because there were some job responsibilities that I really wasn't aware of, I have to say, even after all this time doing this stuff, both as an actor and now as a casting director. So I'm really happy to be able to share this with you. I hope you find it useful as well. And finally, if you want the entire vocabulary list that I put together, I've gotten from several different sources. But here's the thing. You can have the whole list on a PDF. It's really easy. Go to the website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast.com. And right there, you just click on that episode. This is number 276, I think. You're going to have to kind of check that out to get the latest episode. But you'll see that it's about vocabulary. It's about defining the terms. And so you'll see that title. And you can get the PDF that I put together in the form of what's called Jeff's Jots. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm doing so much talking. And of course, as usual, I've had more coffee than God, but let's get started. Let's jump in to the vocabulary. First, let's just define executive producer. Now, ideally, the executive producer arranges for the film's financing and tries to keep the project on budget to the best of their ability. Increasingly, the executive producer credit is given to sometimes the star of the project, or it's given away as a perk to a powerful actor's agent, or maybe their spouse, or some other person who made the project possible. Next is the producer. Now, the producer, you might know, is the one that finds the scripts and develops it into a film project. Also know that the producer, he or she or they, oversee the hiring of the director, they oversee the hiring of the actors, and the technical personnel. Now, you should know that the producer also oversees the script development and tracks the movie's financial condition during filming. Now, like I said earlier, the director, now you know what the director does, and I won't insult your intelligence, but just know that the director is really responsible for all the creative aspects of a movie. Additionally, let's talk about the writer. When you see in a film or television show the term written by, the credit is really a designation by the Writers Guild of America, meaning original story and screenplay by. Cinematographer. The cinematographer or director of photography, the DP, helps create the look of a movie. The DP directs the lighting for each scene, helps frame the shot, for example. And that becomes a really useful piece of knowledge right there. Also, the DP chooses lenses and selects film stock and ensures that the visual look of the film conforms to the director's vision. The cinematographer usually does not operate the camera on the set. This is the duty of the camera operator. So that's a slight misconception some people might have. Art director. The art director or the production designer designs and supervises the construction of the set for a movie or a television show. This person needs to be very well versed in a variety of art and design styles, including architecture, interior design. He, she, or they works with the cinematographer to achieve the right look for the production. Moving on, editor. The editor works with the director in the editing of the film. The director has the primary responsibility for editing decisions, but the editor often has significant input in the creative decisions involved in putting together a final cut of the movie. The editor often starts work while the film is being shot by assembling the preliminary cuts from the daily footage. Increasingly, editors work on computerized editing consoles without actually touching film. But they can and do contribute an enormous amount of creativity in the choices and decisions made when that project is being assembled. Now, the associate producer, now in most cases, an associate producer is the producer's top assistant. Though this job kind of varies from production to production, he or she or they are often a liaison between the production team, everyone helping shoot the film, and the post-production team, those who work on the film after shooting. Now, sometimes this credit goes to the project's financier or the person who brought the project to the producer. Moving on from there, stunt coordinator. This person is responsible for the safety of the stunts and the performers performing them. The stunt coordinator lines up professional stunt people to take the risks that make those movies and television shows so exciting. Now, the stunt coordinator, easy for you to say, the stunt coordinator makes sure that all the safety regulations are followed and that all safety equipment is on the set and ready for action. There's also a production manager. The production manager, also the initials PM, make business deals for the crew and arranges for the production's technical need. This includes everything from obtaining the right technical equipment to, renting accommodations for actors and crew. Line producer. The line producer supervises the movie's budget. This includes unique expenses like the star's salary, as well as daily costs like equipment rentals. The production manager reports his or her expenses and needs to the producer. The production manager reports his, hers, or theirs expenses and needs to the line producer. The assistant director. The assistant director, AD, or first AD in larger productions, works to make the director more efficient. The AD plans a shooting schedule by breaking the script into sections that can be filmed in a single day and in the most efficient order. Now, during filming, the AD manages the set, helps set up the shots for the director, calls for quiet on the set, and coordinates the extras. The assistant director is also often a member of the Directors Guild of America. This person also helps the first AD place extras and controls crowds. Next, the storyboard editor. Now, the storyboard artist meets with the director of the film, who describes his or her idea of the camera shots, the camera angles, the camera placement, and action of the actors on the film. The actor then is drawn into the shots by the artist, as the director has described. They are usually in black and white, and they're usually drawn with a pencil, with a rectangle, which represents what the camera actually will see in the viewfinder. Moving on from there, the camera operator. The camera operator is a member of the camera crew and runs the camera as instructed by the director and the cinematographer. The camera operator is responsible for keeping the action in frame and responding quickly to the action as it unfolds. There's also an assistant cameraman. Often there is a first and second assistant cameraman, depending upon the size of the production. The first assistant cameraman is generally responsible for the maintenance of the camera. The first assistant cameraman also changes lenses, maintains focus during shots, marks the spots where actors will stand, and measures the distance between the camera and the subject matter. The second assistant cameraman fills out camera reports and is often responsible for loading and unloading camera magazines, which contain the film. Also, you could use the term film loader. Then there's the boom operator. The boom operator is a sound crew member who handles the microphone boom, which is simply a long pole that holds the microphone near the action, but is also out of the frame. It allows the microphone to record the actors as they move in the shot. Then there's the gaffer. The gaffer is the chief electrician on the set and is responsible for lighting the set according to the instructions of the cinematographer. Key grip. The key grip is the chief grip on the sets. Grips create shadow effects with lights and operate the camera, cranes, dollies, and platforms as directed by the cinematographer. The dolly grip. The dolly grip places and moves the dolly track, then pushes and pulls the dolly along the track. The dolly is a cart that the camera and sometimes some of the crew sit on. It allows the camera to move smoothly from place to place during a shot. This is a term that took me a while to really understand how it's defined, and that's best boy. I always thought it was a really good guy. But there are actually two separate best boy positions that need to be defined. The best boy electric and the best boy grip, who are second in command to the gaffer and to the key grip. The best boy grip is in charge of the rest of the grips and grip equipment. The best boy electric is in charge of the rest of the electricians and the electrical equipment. And then, of course, the best boy literally just is kind of there and in charge of making sure all of those technical aspects are put together. All right, let's move on from there. The Foley artist creates sound that cannot be properly recorded during the shoot. Now, this often includes creating footsteps, thunder, creaking doors, even the sound of punches during a barroom brawl. And then there's the ADR editor. The ADR is an acronym for Automatic Dialogue Replacement. Now, sometimes I've heard automatic dialogue recording, but in this process, the actors are called back during post-production process to re-record dialogue that wasn't recorded properly during the shoot. Sometimes it's called looping as well. The editor supervises this process and matches the newly recorded lines to the actor's mouth on film. Now, I'll never forget a film I performed in, I acted in, was Die Hard 3, and I had one line that needed looping, and the one line was to Bruce Willis. I said, "Go F yourself." And of course, because it was going to be going to commercial television, they changed that to "up yourself" in post-production, which of course makes no sense, but I didn't really mind. I got paid for that additional day after the film was shot. Then there's the visual effects director. Now, the visual effects director's job varies according to the needs of the production. Sometimes the visual effects director helps with effects on the set. But he or she could also be called upon to supervise separate teams of effects technicians working away or working on the set. Then there's the post-production supervisor. The post-production supervisor oversees the finishing of a film once shooting ends and coordinates audio mixing, computer graphics, and all those other technical needs for the completion of the project. Matte artist. The matte artist is a member of the special effects department who creates locations that, honestly, that actually never exist. He, she, or they construct backgrounds, either with traditional artist tools or increasingly with computer graphics, that integrate with the live action filmed on the set. Now, if you need a good example of a matte painting, is the Yellow Brick Road, for example, in The Wizard of Oz. Location manager. Now, the location manager reads the script, decides what locations are necessary for the film, then scouts for them. The location managers visit possible locations and then they take pictures to help the director and find the best setting for that particular scene in that project. You know, after locations are chosen, the location manager acquires all the permits and permissions necessary for filming. Set designer. The set designer takes direction from the art director about the look of the set and then plans its technical construction. Costume designer. Well, that's pretty obviously right. The costume designer creates all of the costumes worn by the cast on a production. Now, the costume designer really contributes to the overall look of the film, as well as the style and the interpretation of the film's characters. Additionally, there's the makeup artists. Makeup artists usually are licensed professionals who apply makeup to the actor. And there are, of course, special effects makeup people as well on those productions that require it. Hairdresser. Now, the hairdresser is licensed to cut, color, style the hair of the actor in the production. They also style and cut wigs when necessary. Now, usually the hairdresser provides all the necessary equipment and actually rents it to the production on a weekly basis. dialogue coach. Now, the dialogue coach is there on the set to help actors learn their lines and master accents and dialects that might be necessary for their roles. Production assistant, often called a gopher or a runner on the set, the production assistant or PA performs small but essential tasks for the cast and crew. Production caterer. The production caterer provides all the meals for production, especially on-set location shoots. The caterer makes sure that the food provided meets the needs of the cast and often including a special item for the star on the movie. And then finally, craft services. The people responsible for coffee, beverages, and snacks on the set. They also perform also kind of various small chores, but they are there to meet the needs of the actors on set. Wow, that was a lot. We put a lot together in a very short period of time. I hope that this has been helpful for you. You may want to just earmark this episode to listen to it again so that next time you're on a set, you'll be able to see the various people that are doing their various jobs so that you can feel more comfortable and more confident when you get on the set. And fingers crossed that the strike is over soon. Fingers crossed that we all get back to work soon. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and you've been listening and watching Casting Actors Cast. Take care.
Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcasts, podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.